Right, now then, we need to go down a little bit of a pathway here, which is unpleasant, but following on things that we've been talking about already and over previous weeks. Pedro Mancebo was here on Monday, and we know that, I'll ask for an update in a second about the chiringuitos and the lifeguards, although we know the lifeguards is out to tender, and there's a time period until the 5th of June.
5th of June is last day,
so
yes.
So there's presumably no update on that, but the chiringuitos, now we're still, I'll ask for an update in a second, but what's been alleged by Pedro Mancebo is, again, I'm putting words into Pedro's mouth here, paraphrasing what he said, was Chiringuitos del Sol were awarded the contract because you rigged the contract to make sure that they could get it, and when it was extended after the end of the last period, you did that just so they could get the Q Quality Award, and basically you're all corrupt just because you're supporting this one company. And the question, first of all, is why was the contract extended beyond its original termination period a year ago? And we've answered this before, but just to be clarifying with the situation now, was the contract geared up primarily for that one company?
So, first of all, I took over the place here, Orihuela Costa, as a councillor on the 8th of February. And I do remember that Pedro Mancebo was saying that everything was in place for the tender of the chiringuitos. But that was not really the fact, because, yes, there was something, some part of it in place, but the procedures, as I have already explained in other occasions, are very long. So whatever you want to publish for tender then has to go to the intervention department, needs an information from there, needs a technical report, etc., etc., before it can be put out to tender. So when I reached the area, I did see that the contract in fact had an administrative clause which was allowing or would allow us to just extend it for 1 year. And I did use that to not be short in time. Well, really, now we are short in time as we were, or out of time as we were last year. So we could have done this procedure last year. But that was the only reason why it was extended, and there was this legal possibility to do so, and not for any other reasons of obtaining whatever or not obtaining any cue. The contract, the way it's made out, is perfectly legal, and I can only repeat what I've said in other occasions as well, that I think it's a bit upsetting that there are no more companies here working, especially in hotel business, bar business, etc., who are trying to get any kind of distinctions, any kind of of quality ESOs, environmental ESOs or service ESOs, which are really international qualifications. Mm-hmm. And it's also upsetting that no company from outside Orihuela was interested to participate in this tender.
Right.
So it was not made for Chiringuitos del Sol. It's just a pity that there are no more around here, and no others wanted to participate from other areas where, yes, there are enough companies who do have these qualifications.
Okay. So absolutely the contract was not rigged for Chiringuitos del Sol.
Definitely
for one company
not
to get it. Many, many, many other companies could have bid for it. They just chose not to.
Yes.
And those that did didn't have the quality standards which you particularly want in
Correct.
Order to raise the standards of the Orihuela Costa and therefore encourage more tourism in the future.
Yes. And I also want to point out again that it was not said they have to have the queue for quality. They could have presented other similar qualifications, like if they would have come from other areas or other countries, there certainly are other type of qualifications which are equally with the queue of quality, and the ESOs are just the ESOs. Mm-hmm. That is an international standard.
Right. I mean, I have seen some criticism as well in the week about the audit process for the queue only taking 2 hours, and that's how important this queue for quality is. It's just 2 hours of your life. But again, that's absolutely a ludicrous accusation. When people learn to drive, it might take them years to learn to drive for a 25-minute exam.
Yes.
You don't go, oh, 25 minutes, that's all it takes to drive.
Yes.
It's a ludicrous accusation. It's all about having the procedures and systems in place to ensure quality. It's not
yes.
about
well,
those 2 hours.
This is like statistic numbers. You turn them the way you want to turn them, and you just pick out what is interesting for you, which you would like to say and to publish.
Okay. Now, I have been past a couple of times the headquarters of the company Chiringuitos del Sol, and I've noticed outside the bars, which would normally be on the beach, have been opened up. They've been doing some work on them. I think they've been varnishing them. In other words, they've been sprucing them up as if those units are going to spring into action very shortly. Now, I'm
so
speculating, but where are we at the moment?
Well, we are at the moment that the intervention department has issued the final amount which the Chiringuitos del Sol have to pay respectively or bring a bank guarantee for and make payment agreements. Mm-hmm. And the official time they had by law has not changed at all. It expires on the 5th of June. And I know that at the moment, within a few days, they're going to present the bank, make part payment and present the bank documentation so that then the contract can be assigned to them.
Okay.
And I mean, that was the period, that was the phase of the contract where it got stuck. And the law simply says that whatever company bids to participate and then wins the tender, before getting the contract, it is checked if there are any debts or whatsoever, and the company has by law the right a certain period of time to resolve this problem and to pay whatever they owe. So that was the moment, that is the phase in which we are in, and in which we could not just have said, oh well, we think it will take too long or it might not sound good in the press or whatsoever, so we cancel it all and we start from zero again. Mm-hmm. We could only start from zero again if, reaching the 5th of June, Chiringuitos del Sol would not have presented their payments and their bank guarantees, etc. Then we could say, okay, now the legal period has expired, they have not moved, they have debt, so they cannot get the contract, so we start from zero. Well, starting from zero would probably mean having Chiringuitos in September or something like this. But that is not the case. I know they are willing to sort out the problem. It took quite a while as well from our side, from the town hall side, to issue correct amounts, etc. And that is the stage where we are into. So I think that within the next few days they present all their paperwork, payments and guarantees, etc. And then they will get the contract and put those chiringuitos up.
Okay. Well, that's all we can ask. The process is still ongoing. It looks from both sides. It's still progressing positively. I would not imagine in a million years that a company would go about sprucing up their little units if they're not going to use them. So it looks like they're prepared. The town hall's prepared. And it's just a case of waiting for the procedure, the guarantees, and then that's it.
Yes.
Superb.
In touch. In tune.
They've got the best presenters on the Costa Blanca.
Plays the music I like to listen to.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.